Well, it's a sad Christmas because the elf on the shelf met the whore in the drawer and they ran off together.
Well, then I'm definitely saddened to hear that.
I know, it's a sad, sad time.
They ran off to Daytona.
Hey, Bob, do you have the logger up and running?
Yes, sir.
And I don't do logger because I don't see very well. I don't have a computer in the shack.
All right, John. But this way, when Jesse and I are going back and forth, we can keep track of things. And it shows who is next and makes it easier, but that's all right. And Jesse, I got the hiccups. November 2, Juliet Tango Tango is number 4.
Okay, roger, roger. Yeah, I'm trying to get the logger running. I'm having some technical issue here with it.
We're not assisting that, guys. Okay, is there a log cam here?
I heard the zero station, but I didn't quite catch the call. Could you say it again?
Kilo Alpha Zero, Radio Tango Mike. What net are you guys running tonight?
All righty. I'm sorry, I'm missing one letter. It's Kilo, something, and a zero.
K-A-0-R-T-M.
All righty, I got it that time. Thank you.
Are you guys running some net tonight?
Yes, sir. We are running the Wednesday night Liberty net.
Okay. I'm just stopping by. Don't bother checking me in. I'm just curious what net this was. Thank you.
You're welcome. You're very welcome to stay if you'd like. We kick it off every Wednesday and Saturday at 10 o'clock Eastern Standard Time.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, Bob, I got the logger up, so I'm seeing everything you're seeing. So, very good. Thank you, sir.
You are welcome. Did you bump your RFO? You're a smidgen off.
Okay, they're locked it in. I hope I don't have relay problems because I've been hearing my relay double click now. So, I'm hoping that it will work through tonight. So anyway, you know the status.
I'll be right here to relay for you.
Jesse, Bob, I want you to write a frequency down.
I am ready to write.
7191 in the daytime.
Okay, yeah, roger that. Yeah, I was planning on getting over there and getting in there with you guys, but I've just been so busy with everything else there.
What's the ideal time for 7.191?
A little bit before lunch, and they sort of hold down the frequency for the night watch. The night watch comes on 7192. The pre-net comes on at 3:30, so it's from about 9 a.m. until 3:30, and then they relinquish the frequency to the night watch, 1KCF.
Alrighty, I have never played on 40 meters until I bought a ICOM IC705, and I put a 20-meter stick on my Colorado, and I have a 40-meter stick for my Colorado. So I'm running QRP at 10 watts, and I am amazed at 20 meters and 40 meters. Over.
Oh, yeah, it's a lot of fun. Mobile is a lot of fun. But this is just a group of guys hanging out, but it has a kind of a patriotic slant to it, so we kind of laugh and joke that we're the daytime living in it. Ha, ha, ha.
Hey, there's nothing wrong with that. Be honored that you say it that way.
Yeah, we don't have, there is no official name for it, but it's just a group of guys. But the conversation, for the most part, is you know, there's so much garbage going on. How can you not have a QSO with a group of men, and no one,
knowing what's going on in the country, so. Okay,
Bob, get ready for your net. N4XYC.
All righty, sir. Thank you for giving us that frequency. N4XYC. Back to you, Mr. Jeff.
Okay, roger, roger. Hey, good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is KG4ZXC out of the Electric Frog State of Pennsylvania, coming to you from the Allegheny Mountains here in high elevation of PA on the western side.
Yep. Boy, I made that sound really good, didn't I?
Well, anyway, good evening, everybody. I hope everybody's had a great week. This is KG4ZXC. We're taking early check-ins, but, well, actually, it's a little late check-ins. It's 10 after 5, ladies and gentlemen, so I'm running behind schedule. But we're taking check-ins anyway.
Ford to Liberty Net, anyone out there, come on in.
Jesse, it's not 10 after 5, it's 5 after 10.
Hey, I'm dyslexic.
So that means if I ever pull you over for drunk driving, I can't give you a DUI, I have to give you an IUD?
No, just an IV.
Okay, just an IV. All right, I'll remember that. Back to you.
Very good. Yeah, I don't know. I was looking across the screen and it just got blurry on the time frame there. Hey, well, anyway, we're calling CQ Liberty Netters. This is Kilo Golf 4, Zulu X-Ray Charlie. Your net moderator or controller, whichever you prefer to call me. Just don't call me late for supper. We're taking tickets for the Wednesday night Liberty Net, everyone. Anyone else out there would like to join us? Good evening.
KO4FE.
Well, hello, Mr. Bill, KO4FE. What happened to you the other Saturday night?
Well, to be honest with you, I turned the radio on, got everything fired up. The band was so rotten that I just decided I didn't have a whole lot of news to talk about, so I just went to bed.
Well, you know, some days I have that same situation where I just feel like turning everything off and doing the same. But, hey, good to hear you tonight. 30 over S9 right now, and I've got the attenuation on, so I'm scared to look at it without it. You'll probably break my meter. But thanks for being there, KO4FE. Mr. Bill, thanks, sir. WB2, JAX. WB2JAX. Good evening, Mr. Gary. How you doing, young man?
Fantastic. Fantastic, Jesse.
Well, I'm glad to hear. Well, we'll get you in the logger there and get you typed in on the list. Good to have you aboard, and you're sounding good, too.
Yeah, the band is quiet.
I'm hoping it turns up that way. Yeah, I'm thinking it's going to be a good night, so very good. KB2JAX, thanks for being here, Gary, and we'll be back to you in just a short. I'm going to have to refresh this logger because I think it's this last update done it a whammy, but you're on the list there, Gary. All right, clear with Mr. Gary out of New Jersey, and that's KB2JAX. Let's see, anyone else for the Liberty Net call now? Okay, caught me off guard. What was that call?
1 Bravo 3, Papa Echo Django.
Okay, KB3, Papa Tango Echo, roger, roger.
No, Papa Echo Tango there, roger.
I told you that dyslexic stuff is kicking in, Mr. KB3PET, okay, we got it. And I'm assuming your name's Pete?
My name is Bob, Bravo Oscar Bravo.
Well, I don't want to go by your call sign then, Mr. Bob. Where are you located?
The big metropolis of Grindstone, Pennsylvania, there, roger.
I hear you. My neck of the woods up this way. Also, oh boy, something just crashed on my dang computer. Oh, gotta love this stuff, right? Well, anyway, while my computer's doing whatever it's doing, thank you, Pete, for coming by, and you're on the left, sir. You gonna stick around with us?
I probably will. I gotta go make the wife, in 15 minutes, I gotta go make her supper there, Roger.
Okay, well, we'll get back around to you, and we'll call for you when we get to you, and hopefully you'll be available to make a comment then. All right, so, Mr. Bob, thanks for being here, KB3PET. Thank you, sir.
Roger, what's your call sign?
My call is Kilo Golf 4, Zebra X-Ray Charlie, and I am Jesse, and I'm located up here in the Alleghenies of PA.
Yeah, I've never heard of that Grampian, PA. Where in the world's that at?
Well, that's in the middle of nowhere and somewhere.
Well, yeah, that's like Grindstone.
yeah, it's up here in Clearfield County. That's the best I can give you.
Roger, roger. I know where Clearfield is.
Hey, well, thank you for coming by, and we'll catch up with you here in just a short, Pete. I mean, Bob. KB3PET, clear with you. Do we have anyone else for the Wednesday Night Liberty Net? Call now. Hey, Bob, I'm not generating calls now. Something's going on here.
I've got down to number 8. I've got Mr. Swan Bob in there at number 8.
All right, let me close this thing out and reboot it because it's not liking what it's doing. So stand by 1 second. All right, do we have any other check-ins for the Wednesday Night Liberty Net? Please call Kilo Golf 4, Zulu X-Ray Charlie. Trouble there, Bob. It's just now starting to generate. Even I think my internet's running slow because all the kids are watching the Obama flicks. I think that's what's going on because I'm never this slow on this computer until tonight. But all right, we'll go ahead and get ready to open the net up, ladies and gentlemen. Any last calls before we start the Liberty Net call now? We'll go ahead and open up the net. This is KG4ZXC, and I'm scared to open too many more programs because of this thing. So, Paul, if you would, do the honors.
I will do that for you. Good evening to all participants on this 75-meter Liberty Net tonight. This is a directed net, and I believe it is the longest-running and only current events discussion net on amateur radio now and since the year of 1974. Founded by the late Victor W1WCR. This is the Arum Net, the gold Liberty thought standard. Go to libertynetradio.org. Don't go to those other domains because your eyes will burn from possible pedophilia. Current events and amateur radio topics are welcome tonight on the real, the great Liberty Net. With that being said, let me open with the Pledge of Allegiance. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. With that being said, this is KAAJY, passing it back to our moderator, KG4ZX Tennessee.
Hi, very good, Bob, and thank you, and thanks everybody who's here tonight. Hey, we got some news out here that everybody needs to be aware of, and it doesn't look good, guys. A lot of things that's been happening throughout the week, and it's just, it's almost flooring. But tonight in particular, I want to give everybody something to think about. And we need to pray for these January 6th prisoners that's being mistreated in this country right now as we speak. They're being mistreated because of what? Because they are against the tyranny that is happening before our eyes. And what's happening to these people right now is what's going to happen to each and every one of us if we do not fight for our country and fight for our rights. This installed government is going completely insane. So when your rights are being violated, there's not much of a country left. And that's what's happening before our eyes. Anyway, I wanted to bring this to the attention because I'm 100% fed up. Marjorie Taylor Greene shares her heartbreaking letter from the January 6th prisoners about the horrific treatment in maximum security in the jail. And the article goes into this. Marjorie Taylor Greene, Republican of Georgia, and Louis Gohmert, Republican of Louisiana, visited the D.C. jail where prisoners from January 6th are still being held. She reported back to the American public that the detainee charged in connection to the Capitol riot were suffering greatly. Following her visit at the D.C. jail, Marjorie Taylor Greene and gut-wrenching report titled Unusually Cruel was her title there. Anyway, the Georgia Republican said her visit to the detainees and the Patriot Wing of the D.C. Senate treatment facility was like walking into a prisoner of war camp and seeing men whose eyes can't believe someone had made it in to see them. Ms. Green said they have virtually no medical care, very poor food quality, and are being put through re-education, which most of them are rejecting. Anyway, she said the detainees have felt forgotten and hopeless, and that she was greeted by men with overwhelming cheers who rushed out to meet her when tears streaming down their faces. The lawmaker claimed to release a report and visit this, and she commented to bring the end to this political war. So everybody needs to be out on the everybody out there needs to be on their toes and seeing what's happening before our eyes. My next article is going to blow your mind, so I'm not going to go into any more detail with this, but also looking for the website where we can all send Christmas cards to the detainees there in D.C. It is, I did store it somewhere here, but the next go around, I hope I have that information for everybody. This is KG4ZXC out of the Voter Fraud State of Pennsylvania, once again, for the Wednesday Night Liberty Net, and I'll let y'all think about that. Moving down to Mr. Bob, KHJOY. Take it away, sir.
Thank you, Mr. Jesse. This is KHJOY. Very good opening statement. The those prisoners of the Biden administration, they need to be released. Those are a group of people that are going to need reparations for what this administration has done to them. So I guess it's time to write to our senators. I know I'm going to sit down and do that again tonight and ask that these people be released, because it is they're Americans. You're holding them against their constitutional rights. That's wrong. Well, I've got another opening one that's kind of different. I put it in the window of the AIM window. It is titled Chevy's Restoration Holiday Ad Tearjerker. So the article's from the Western Journal. As we drown in wokeness, Chevrolet rolled out a beautiful all-American Christmas commercial. And I've got to tell you, it is touching. As raging inflation, toxic wokeness, and terrifying crime waves and Golf and Nation, a touching Christmas commercial from Chevrolet is winning raves for its simple message about the enduring power of conservative values such as love of family, small towns, and respect for elders. The four-minute Chevy ad, yes, 4 minutes, which is based on a true story, centers around a grieving widower who finds hope again thanks to the love of his thoughtful daughter and caring neighbors. The commercial is titled Holiday Ride, begins with a lonely widower in rural America walking outside of his barn with his dog. In the barn, a dilapidated car from his late wife stands abandoned and neglected. It's a blue Chevy Impala convertible. After putting a Christmas wreath on the barn door, the widower sits in the car and looks at a photo of his deceased wife. As he leaves the barn and closes the door, the widower's daughter notices his dejected demeanor. That prompts the daughter to go to town and ask a local auto shop to refurbish her late mom's Chevy. At this point, she says her mother had taught her to drive in the car. The mechanics decide to work together at night to secretly repair and restore the Chevy. The father, who's eating dinner that one evening, looks annoyed at the noise his daughter is making while she's doing dishes, while the vehicle is being loaded on a tow trailer without him knowing. In the next scene, the daughter and the auto shop employees work together to meticulously wash, repair, and repaint the car. As the ad comes to a close, we see the despondent widower again walk to the barn. This time, though, he notices the Christmas wreath has been hung there is different than the one he placed. It is a more festive wreath. He opens the door and reveals the Chevy Impala that's been beautifully restored. There's a photo of the deceased wife hanging, and he pulls out of the garage where his daughter is waiting and gets in the vehicle, and they drive off. And as I said, I did add it to the AIM window. Not one time does the Chevy commercial say the word Chevrolet. It's in the corner. It is an amazingly touching commercial from General Motors, one of the most sincere ones I think I've ever seen. So I know it's a little different to start off the net this way, but tis the season. So with that being said, Mr. Jesse, this is KAJY back to KG4, ZX to the C.
Hi, very good, Bob. And, I do not see that particular commercial. But, yeah, that reminds me of another good commercial where the young man inherits his dad's Chevrolet truck and it's beat all the crap, and he takes it to the shop and he says, it's going to take a lot of work to fix it, so I'd scrap it, the guy said. And he said, nope. And he rebuilt it. Anyway, that's a good commercial. But yeah, good story, Bob. And people need to be aware of what's going on. All right, well, let's go down the list. So, Mr. Bob, thank you for doing the introduction and everything and running the logger. So
I still have not got everything set up completely the way I want it here, but we're still working the kinks out. So, KAJY out of Ohio, Mr. Robert. Thank you, sir. Moving down the list to N4, XYC, Mr. John out of beautiful Tennessee. Come on in, sir.
Yeah, good evening, Jesse. Good evening, Bob, and everyone on the net that's checked in, and all the shortwave listeners out there. And I don't see very well, so I don't have a whole lot to read, but I have looked at a couple of news stories in the last couple of days thinking about the Liberty Net tonight. And one of the things that I want to bring up is the Build Back Better that you hear out of Washington, this bill, and you really should do some research on your own to see and look at a lot of the things that are in there are absolutely outrageous. Charging mileage for driving across country and things like that, it's absolutely insanity. And one thing that I found out today is the term Build Back Better is not a Democrat term.
It's not a term that Joe Biden or his staff came up with. It's a term that international globalist gangsters who are trying to overthrow America have come up with. It's the Davos Economic World Trade Organization. That's their term, Build Back Better. And what their plan is total destruction for the United States of America. Total destruction, and then scrape it. It's like scraping a restaurant and building a new one. They're going to completely scrape it and destroy it and then rebuild. That's the plan, and that's what Build Back Better is. So you need to do a little bit of research into what was in that bill. But it's been defeated. The Democrats crashed head-on into a concrete wall at 85 miles an hour. So now what's going to happen? I would really be on my toes. I would be on my guard. I would be buying canned meats and beans and rice and ammunition. Ammunition may become a barter item. You know, it may become like a currency. I expect red flags. They're gonna try to stir something up for 2022. And so that's all I have for this round, Jesse and Bob. And good to hear you guys tonight. And it's nice, cool 40 degrees here in sunny eastern Tennessee. So N4XYC back to net control.
Okay, N4XYC. Very good there, John. And good to hear you in there tonight. Sounding great, by the way. The band's clear, and everybody has got over a 20 over signal mode. So very good. Thank you, sir. And we may need to consider any option for bartering right now because I'm telling you, it's been too quiet. And John, I think you're on top of a lot. It's too quiet, and I think everybody needs to be really prepared because, you know, I'm having a feeling that this government is going to have us a Merry Christmas prepared for us. So let's just wait and see what happens. So pray to God that ain't the case, but who knows. All right, N4XYC, thank you, sir. Moving down the list into JTT, Miss Laura in listening mode there in Johnstown, PA. Thank you for being there tonight, Miss Laura. And Mr. Marty also into IRG. Good to know that you guys are monitoring tonight. Let's see, going down to KA0. And why is my logger cutting all this information off? I don't know. So, Bob, who's the other station? KA0.
The gentleman was KA0, Romeo Tango Mike. But I think he just stopped by to see what we were doing, but you can give him a shout.
Okay, very good. KA0, Romeo Tango Mike, you with us, sir?
Howdy, guys. I've actually just stopped by listening. KA0, RTM. How y'all doing?
Oh, we're not doing too bad, sir. You up there in Minnesota?
Yep, up here in Rochester, Minnesota. It hasn't gotten below zero yet, but they promised in the next week we get below zero.
Hey, roger, roger. Well, God bless you, sir. I know it does get cold up in Minnesota. Well, would you like to add anything before we move on?
No, Papa. Merry Christmas to everybody, and you guys have yourself a happy new year. I hope 22 is better than 21 was. And best wishes for everybody. This is Mike in Rochester, Minnesota, KA0RTM. That's funny, I just stopped by, I was just turning the dial looking for a nap, and I found you guys again. See you later.
Okay, Mr. Mike, well, thank you for coming by and supporting the net, and always good to have somebody come by, and we don't bite. Come on in anytime. We're always here between 10 o'clock and when we shut down, Wednesdays and Thursdays. Oh, excuse me, and Saturday, so don't be a stranger.
And he's 5'5" into Chattanooga, Tennessee.
Okay, roger, roger.
Hey, KA0RTM, same street, Mike. Hey, KO4FE, Mr. Bill, come on in.
Okay, KG4ZXC, the true Liberty Net. This is KO4FE. Okay, Jeffy, everybody's coming in great tonight. The band is 180 degrees from where it was Wednesday. It was terrible Wednesday. Even you were that way down, and I couldn't hear Bob, and most of the other stations were down in the noise. I could hear Russ. Seemed like the band was better long than anything else. I couldn't hear, barely could hear any stations within 500 miles, so tonight's good. So let's see what we got here. Of course, there's always some outrageous stories, but here's one here. Now, this is out of Canada, and the reason I mention it is that this woke-tard stuff is all over. So if they're doing it in Canada, it's only a matter of time until they're doing it here. They may already be doing it. I don't know. But anyway, so here's a headline on this one, Gateway Pundit. Ontario schools will no longer require teachers to pass math proficiency tests due to racial disparities. The Ontario Superior Court of Justice has deemed the math proficiency tests for teachers unconstitutional due to racial disparities. The court ruled that because non-white teachers are less likely to pass the math test, it should no longer be required. And yes, this is an actual news story. It's not off the Onion or the Babylon Bee. You just heard that right. The Supreme Court in Ontario. So this isn't just a school thing. The Superior Court of Ontario has deemed it unconstitutional due to racial disparities because the non-whites can't pass the damn test. Anyway, continuing, it says, as one social media commentator aptly pointed out, Ontario teachers no longer need to pass basic math in order to teach basic math. I mean, this is unbelievable. They should just stop with even needing a teaching certificate. The Daily Caller reports that schools in Ontario have previously offered candidates the opportunity to retake the test multiple times, but the court ruled that, well, listen to this, racialized teacher candidates who have been disproportionately unsuccessful on the MPT should not have to keep retaking the test. Obviously, as was pointed out in court, students learn more from teachers who understand the subject they are teaching. However, the court ruled that it was more important to have diversity in the classroom. It said racialized students benefit from being taught by racialized teachers, the school decision stated. If that's not a bunch of Marxist gobbledygook, I don't know what is. But anyway, the court continued, the deleterious effects of the MPT on racialized teacher candidates who have been unsuccessful in the test outweigh its benefits. So it doesn't matter what the kids teach or what the kids learn, pardon me, or whether the teachers even know what the hell they're teaching. The only thing that matters is diversity. According to the Ottawa Citizen, the test has 50 mathematics content questions and 21 questions about math pedagogy. the applicant has to score 70% on both parts to pass. I mean, that's a D. Racialized teacher candidates have gone through an education system in which they have suffered discrimination and disadvantage, the decision said. While they're going through the damn educational system that idiots like these court judges have designed. Anyway, it said the candidates are then required to take high-stakes standardized tests, which the available data shows they are more likely to fail. Well, they're more likely to fail because they don't know what the hell they're doing. And that's why they fail the tests. I'll tell you, if this kind of crap continues on into everything, we're doomed. We're doomed. Well, anyway, here's a story. Democrats, these people that vote Democrat and the people that vote in these Democrat or live in these Democrat-dominated areas. If you're voting for Democrats and you continue to live in these areas where the Democrats totally rule, then you just have to take the smoke that comes with it. And here's a perfect example. Two Democrats who support police reforms are both carjacked just hours apart. Representative Mary Scanlon is robbed at gunpoint in Philadelphia, and Illinois senator and her husband are carjacked in Chicago. Well, I'll tell you, I got no sympathy for either of these people. Scanlon was the victim of a carjacking in Philadelphia's FDR Park on Wednesday. She had her car, purse, wallet, and phone stolen but was not injured. Illinois Democrat State Senate Majority Leader Kimberly Lightford was also the victim of carjacking on Tuesday night in a Chicago suburb. Both Democrats had supported police reforms, with Lightford pushing for cuts in the police budget as Chicago proposed slashing its police budget by $59 million. The brazen attack came after woke Philadelphia district attorney claimed the city does not have a crisis of lawlessness. Yeah, right. Robberies rose 27% since 2020, and murder broke an all-time record this year. Yeah, but we don't have a crisis. This Mary Scanlon's a white nitwit, and the Kimberly Lightford is a 13%er. People maybe wonder why I use the term 13%. Well, it's simply for the fact that there's YouTube videos going around where people go on the street and ask passersby what the percentage of black people is in the United States, and the estimates are completely bizarre. I mean, some people say blacks are 50% of the population. Some say 20, 30. Very few of them actually get it right. It's 13%. So when you look on your TV and your magazines, on the internet, you see half the people in the television commercials and in the ads and magazines and catalogs. Just always keep in mind that the black population is 13% of the population of this country. Not 40%, not 50%, not 30%, not even 20%, not even 15%, 13%. And also, being a considerate person that I am, I don't want to offend anybody by referring to color or race or anything like that, so I just use a number, 13%, because that's what they are, and if you follow the liberal line of thinking that people should always be proportional in all things according to their percentage of the population, and I would say when you turn on your television and see that one commercial after another with interracial couples, blacks, with some commercials are all black, they should be, if we follow the proportional rule, they should be only 13% of the persons on TV, in the TV shows, on the commercials, on the news programs, all that, if we follow the liberal line. So that's why I use the word 13%, because it can't be offensive if you're just telling the truth and observing a actual percentage that comes directly from the U.S. Census. So it's unbiased, it's 100% truthful, and it shines light on the reality of the demographics of the country. So anyway, Jesse, back to you. KG4ZXC Liberty Net from KO4FE.
Okay, very good, Bill. Thank you for that. And they've been keeping our demographics all jacked up for some time, and they don't want people to know the actual factual numbers of the population growth, among many different things else out here. So thank you for giving us that information, Bill. I appreciate it, and sounded great. So thank you, sir. KO4FE out of Pennsylvania. This is the Wednesday night Liberty Net. I'm KG4 Zebra X-Ray and a Charlie. And I'm out of Electric Frost, Pennsylvania once again for the Wednesday night Liberty Net. And let's see. Thank you, Paul. I wanted to mention that for doing the recordings before I forgot. So thanks, Mr. Paul, for being there and doing the recordings. Moving down the list, WB2JAX out of New Jersey. Mr. Gary, come on in.
Okay, Jesse, KG4ZX in a C, WB2JAX. Okay, I got a couple things quickly here, if I can make it quick. Jerry Zelensky, he has a publication from Kingston, New York, Trends Journal. He had said on the PRN network on the computer, big corporations buying up everything. Wait, why? Cheap money. So I mentioned that Blackstone a while ago. It's one of the two big conglomerates buying, controlling all the corporations. But anyway, they're buying real estate for nothing. They don't pay anything because the Fed has pumped up the money supply so bad. Just check your interest on any account you got, savings or your IRA. You get nothing. Plus, under nothing. But they're buying up everything, real estate. The smash and grab boys that are running around this past summer, and now they're smashing and grabbing again in, San Francisco. That was the one on TV anyway. So they're like that, the banks and these crooks that are buying every real estate. So the smash and grab fellas, they're not half as bad as the government. And the next thing is, I just saw this, the CIO has sex crimes, and it's a big cover-up. The sex crimes are by their agents, and they don't want to talk about it because they don't have enough time to cover it up. So they're just putting it on the shelf, claiming that it's, there's too many secrets in there that they can't reveal it. But these sex perverts got these little kids, and they're going to crash the party. You don't know what happens to these poor kids. I really feel bad. Our country is in the dumpster. So that's the only thing I want to put out right now. And I'll turn it back to you, Jesse, KG4, the EXC, WB2JAX.
Okay, very good. Thank you, Gary. And, you're coming in suddenly with Charlie as well. And, there's so much to cover anymore. I get forgetful on some of the stories that I try to bring to the table, especially some of the better stories. But I found out that if you do not bookmark something in particular, or actually copy the information down to a printer, they will move and ship things on you, and they'll misplace articles and stories on purpose. So I want everybody to pay attention to how they manipulate the media nowadays. Hey, thank you, Mr. Gary. God bless you, sir. And sounding great, like I said. I'm in New Jersey, WB2JAX. This is KG4ZXC out of the Electro-Trial State of Pennsylvania. Moving down the list to KB3. KB3PET. Come on in, Mr. Bob, if you're still with us.
KG4 Zulu X-ray Charlie KB3PET. I just figured I'd see how my amplifier was working tonight. Listen to y'all, I don't know. I understand what's going on in this country, but I've also figured out a long time ago, this life is temporal, and if you're going to live for man, you're going to be in a lot of trouble. I put my faith in above there, Roger.
Well, you know, I agree 100%, but sometimes the establishment seems to have a way to keep manipulating their way into our lives, and that's what the problem is now. Even though we try to live properly, they make it difficult.
No doubt about that. Well, you're close enough to me, and you're 20 over, so I don't know what I'm putting out there, but anyway, I got to be one and done. I got to go fix my wife and supper there, Roger.
Okay, well, you are pumping about 35 over S9 here, so good signal there. Let's see, Bob, I'm having to look on two different sheets because my logger's got your name cut off. Hey, well, anyway, thank you, sir, and give the YL a good meal, and thank you for coming by and supporting the net. Drop back in if you got time. We'll be here till midnight.
Roger that. Well, anyway, I gotta, like you said, she works midnight to 8 a.m., so I've gotta go make her breakfast, whatever you wanna call it. KB3PET, get back to KB4, Zulu, X-ray Charlie, I'm clear, and 73, y'all.
Hi, KB3PET, thank you, Bob, and God bless you, and you have a Merry Christmas if we don't hear from you sooner. Hey, this is KG4ZXC out of the voter fraud state of Pennsylvania coming to you from the Alleghenies. And let's see, N4, give me his call, Bob, N4 November.
That would be Tom. He's from, he's a brother from another mother on a different net. November 4, November Foxtrot Mike. He texted me and said he was listening, so I told him I was going to put him in the net logger.
Okay, Roger, where's he out of, over there where you're at?
Negative, Woodstock, Georgia.
Woodstock, Georgia, okay, well, we'll see if Mr. Tom's in there. Why is this logger acting fool tonight? Well, who knows? You know how that works. November 4, November Fox, Mike, Mr. Tom out of Georgia. You're in there, sir. Roger, 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 Roger. We're hanging out in here. Thanks for being on the call, Robert. But, yeah, we're here. Hey, well, very good. Thank you for coming by and listening in tonight. Good to have you aboard, sir. Yeah, this is Jesse, KG4ZXC up here in Pennsylvania. Thank you, Tom. Would you like to share anything? Okay, November 4, November Fox, Mike,
Thank you, sir, Mr. Toth. One for Georgia real quick. Okay, northwest. Okay, I couldn't place it. Used to work down there back in the day, but good golly, that's been years ago. Hey, well, very good, Tom, and thanks for being here, and God bless, and Merry Christmas to you as well. N4, NFM, Cleveland, Mr. Tom, and we are at the bottom of the list. Let's take a moment and see if we have any leak check-ins for the Wednesday night Liberty Net. Anyone back in copy? N3MOB.
Right.
NC3 Mike, Oscar Bravo.
Okay, where are you located there? Give me your name again.
Name is Rich.
I'm in Westchester, Maryland.
Could describe it probably about 67 miles south of the PA line. Frederick is, well, Baltimore is to the southeast of me, and Frederick is to the southwest.
Okay, well, thank you, Mr. Rick. Well, good to have you aboard. Since we're at the bottom of the list, would you like to make a comment before we take it to the top?
No, just listen to you guys. I don't have any comments or tonight. I haven't been reading up on anything. What you're talking about is very interesting, and I'll just keep on listening.
N3MOB.
Okay, well, thank you for that, Mr. Rick, and yeah, we'll come back down to the bottom of the list and we'll check on you, just in case you might want to add something in there, so thank you, sir, and yeah, I know about where you're at down there in Maryland, so good deal. Hey, November 3, MOB, Mr. Rick out of Maryland, clear with you, and moving back to the top of the list. AMKG4ZX NSC. And Bob, you on deck, sir, and still a quick reference, how copy, Bob?
You are still doing a good job, wall to wall and tree top call.
Okay, well, let's hope it continues that way. Hey, well, this is KG4ZX. My name is Jesse out of the Electron Frog State of Pennsylvania. And a lot of craziness has been going on, and this one really hits me hard, guys. And this is the one I've been wanting to bring up to everybody's attention. If this is off the Epic Times, okay? Creepy Joe Biden, good golly, now what comes up here? All right, Creepy Joe Biden plans to deploy military distribution of 500 million tests of the COVID Omicron wave. Yeah, okay, here it goes, guys. I can't even put his name in the same sentence. That's how bad I can't stand this guy, because he is not our president. He was not elected, and I will never call him the P word. He's installed. Anyway, installed Joe Creepy Biden administration is planning to mail out 500 million COVID tests starting in January, according to the White House. The White House on Tuesday said it will send the test kits to homes as part of an effort to deal with the Omicron COVID variant, which the Center of Disease Control, CDC, on Monday said accounts for about 73% of cases in the United States. It's not clear yet whether the variant caused more severe disease than previous variants, although fewer than a dozen deaths have been reported worldwide. Today, the so-called installed government announcing his administration will purchase a half a million at-home rapid tests this winter to be distributed for the free to Americans who want them, with the initial delivery starting January. Additional federal test sites will also be set up across the United States in coming days, starting in New York, according to the White House. Well, anyway, Tuesday they announced appeared to reverse a previous White House position, and now I'm not even wanting to read some of this stuff. But anyway, Jen Psaki, boy, what a name. Anyway, she's a real piece of work, ain't she, guys? Earlier this month, told reporters the administration won't be mailing test kits to every home. In the press released on released, the White House confirmed that they will send 1,000 members of the military, such as military doctors, nurse, paramedics, and other medical personnel, to hospitals in January and February. Six emergency responses teams with 100 staff members are also being sent to Michigan, Indiana, Wisconsin, Arizona, and New Hampshire, Vermont, and the White House. In the meanwhile, the Federal Emergency Agency, FEMA, response team will be sent to capital to hospitals in some states, and federal government is paying for all of it, the statement added. Well, personally, I don't believe they're paying for anything, because they've never paid for nothing in their entire life. They sucked it out of us Americans. Well, anyway, we get the gist of this story, guys, and if they're going to send these test kits out, what else are they sending with these test kits? I've said it from the time I got in, I started talking about these test kits in the COVID, the 19, the jab, the poison, the bioweapon that this is. I want everybody to be aware that there was an article that I cannot find. I must have left it on another laptop or something somewhere, but there's also additional poison within the test kit. Ladies and gentlemen, if you ain't taking the shot, don't you think they're going to try to find another devious, underhanded way to get you to take this back, this jab, this poison, this bioweapon? Well, that's what needs to be understood right now. Everything that we are being subjected to could be poison. So I'll leave it at that. So be aware, stay vigilant, stay on top of the game, and I hope everybody has a Merry Christmas. This is KT4ZXC, and the Wednesday Night Liberty Net once again. Oh, and check us out on libertynetradio.org. Yeah, don't type anything fancy in. You might get surprised. We don't need you striking out on some other website. Hey, moving down the list once again, round two, KAJLY, Mr. Bob out of Ohio. Take it away, sir.
Alrighty, Mr. Jesse. So I have two things to bring up. One of my local hams here. He got the virus. He's not back. He had one bad day. He did lose his taste and smell, but he's definitely feeling better. So he decided to go get a test. So the local Walgreens, none of them had a test for sale. However, in Cuyahoga County, which is a blue county because of Cleveland, Ohio, tests were available at the library free. But unfortunately, a certain population has taken all the free tests. And then this particular ham was also kind of amazed. At the local library, you can get breakfast, lunch, and dinner, and a free COVID test. So his question was, why is the local library giving out breakfast, lunch, and dinner? That's because it's all this government-sponsored, you know, hand-me-out. It's amazing. You know, you and I aren't going to go get breakfast, lunch, or dinner there, but there is a group that, you know, makes a point of it every breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Kind of unique. So then on Newsmax, they were talking about as of December 11th, The Department of Health and Human Services reported that 79% of the hospital beds were filled. However, this is a big however, only 9% of that 79% were COVID-19 patients. Only 9% of 79%. However, if you listen to Jen Psaki, they're overwhelmed. And then it says intensive care units occupy also were 79% of the local hospitals, with only 19% being COVID-19 patients. So again, we constantly get false information. However, I noticed this administration is always telling us about all the false narratives. But they're the false narratives. That's what's so unique. So then there's another little incident. You know how when you watch commercials and you see every commercial for every medication has 15 seconds or more of adverse side effects? You don't hear that about the Fauci, do you? However, the main COVID-19 side effects are the blood clots, nerve disorders, heart inflammation, abnormal menstruation, and Guillain-Barré muscle weakness paralysis disease. This is from the CDC, and this is including the booster. So I know two women that are, you know, they'll talk to me about anything because I'm in town and, you know, it doesn't matter. These two young ladies, they're both in their 30s. They had their two vaccinations, they had their two Fauci, and they got the booster. And both of them are having menstrual cycle problems. The one girl, her menstruation is every other week. And she said she used to be as regular as a clock. The other young lady is going 7 weeks or more between periods. And that is, they both of them got the booster Fauci. So, but again, we don't hear this on our local news. They don't tell us what the side effects are, like the CDC has them tell you for every other medication, or maybe it's the FDA, but nevertheless, every medication that's advertised on the television tells you the side effects, but not with the Fauci. With that being said, back to you, Mr. Jesse, KJOY, back to KG4CX to the C.
All right, well, very good, Bob. And, you know, it's funny how everything seems to contradict the other. CDC contradicts Fauci, Fauci contradicts these people, and the FEMA contradicts things, White House. Well, I swear, these people do not have their shit together. And, oh, man, that is amazing. Thank you, Bob, KJOY. Before I continue, I want this brief phrase that came out of the White House. I did save it on my iPhone. Not my iPhone. I don't have an iPhone. I do not believe with Apple. I have this Android, but since AT&T hates white people, I decided to turn my AT&T phone service off. So maybe one day I'll maybe regain the population once again. But since AT&T called me racist, I just assume not have their service anymore. That was noted in the Gateway Pundits on another article. But before I move on to Mr. John, so John, you're on deck for N4XYC, so stand by 1 second. I'm going to read this, and I want you guys' response, because this came off of Gateway Pundits 2 days ago, and it says, White House promises winner of severe illnesses and death for unvaccinated and their families. The White House threatened the unvaccinated on Friday with severe illnesses and death if for them and their families if they remain unvaccinated this winter. the Biden regime, yeah, commie bastards. Anyway, the Biden regime is actually threatening death to those who will not comply. The regime actually said this, guys. And it's on Gateway Pundit that was wrote on the December 20th, so at 2:15 p.m. if you want to look it up. If you don't believe this kind of stuff, just start reading. I know everybody don't have internet, but you ain't going to get no news from the mainstream, because there is no mainstream, because look what's happened to CNN. They're crumbling apart, and they're full of pedos. All right, well, I'm going to leave it alone. N4XYZ, come on in, John. Tell us what you think.
Yeah, okay, Jesse, in the Liberty Net. I was just kind of thinking back when I was a kid back in the 70s. I used to listen to this Liberty Net and I chuckled because I didn't see the alarm. I didn't see the problems that that the older hams saw. But I just wonder if they saw all this coming that far back. I suppose they did, because all through the 80s and 90s, I loved watching CNN. After a long day at work, I'd come home and pop down on the sofa and close all the curtains and turn the air conditioner up high and watch CNN. I love CNN. And then I flipped in 2000 during the Bush-Gore election and saw what a piece of crap Albert Gore was. And, I live here in Tennessee, and I stopped in his town, his hometown over there once, and I don't think he got a single vote out of his county. Well, actually, he got three or four, but he didn't get many votes, and that's when I got turned around. And then by 2011, I had come to the conclusion that this country was going to break up and divide and split up into a kind of a balkanization of the United States. And I specifically recall it was about 2010 or 2011 when I came to that conclusion. And just in the past few days, I've come to another conclusion. I've come to the conclusion that I don't think we're going to make it to the 2024 election. I don't think we're going to hold together that long. And it's them, it's the left, it's the leftists that want it. They want to completely destroy this country. And honest to God, I don't think we're going to make it. And I think everybody that's listening needs to go ahead and start making plans on what you're going to do, because I don't see us making it to 2024. And anyway, I'm getting kind of choked up about it, but you need to be making plans and I've never been a prepper. I've never been a prepper type, and I've never been a gun type other than just typical a rural family that hunts and does a little planking. But you need to be thinking about all that stuff off the hog, people. You need to be thinking about a water source. If you live in an urban area or a metropolitan area, you need to be thinking about putting you a plan to get out of there and where you're going to go. Because I don't see us making it to 2024. And I'm sorry. I just don't think we're going to make it. I think it's going to be total chaos. N4XYC back to net control.
Well, John, yeah. KG4ZXC and the Wednesday Night Liberty Net, N4XYC. Very good. John, I think you're on the money. I don't think we're going to see 2022. I really believe that it's coming down to the wire with this new variant, this new Macron, whatever, it's propaganda, it's garbage, it's fear factor all over itself, and, I think this is their, they knew they could shut it down and get people to vote by mail if they,
push this Omnichrome variant now. So, you know, I believe you're absolutely correct, but I think the time frame is already upon us where we won't see 22. And with these idiots passing these illegal laws that they're doing, it's totally amazing. You know, you can put anything on paper, they always told me, and the winners of war are the ones who write history. So there you have it. Thanks, John. Gosh, I don't forget to call. Golly, N4XYC. Thank you, John.
Brain fart.
Okay, N4XYC back in that control.
Yeah, sorry about that, N4HYC. I lost my place on my larger. Hey, we're going down the list. N2JTT, Miss Laura, thank you for being there tonight, listening whatever SDR you're on tonight. You shouldn't have to listen too hard. It sounds like the band's cooperating. So, hey, thank you, Miss Laura. You and Mr. Marty and Mr. Paul, thank you again for doing the recording. K-A-0, K-A-0 RPM out of Minnesota. Mr. Mike, you still with us? Okay, N4 RPM out of Minnesota, Mike. So he's not with us now, so he must have took off. Let's see, KL4FE, Mr. Bill. What you got for the Wednesday night Liberty Net?
Okay, KG4ZXC, Liberty Net, KO4FE. I don't know about you guys, but I hear some foreign broadcast coming in. Sound like a, could have sworn it said BBC, but it's pretty low. It's not causing any problems, but I can just hear it in the background. Kind of odd. But anyway, we got a story here, Gateway Pundit. You remember back, oh, I don't know, 6 months or a year ago, all we heard about was white supremacists attacking Asians, and it was in the news, and it was all they were talking about, all this hate, white people blaming Asians for the China virus, and it was just going on, and the white people were attacking Asians, and I'm just looking around going, well, where the hell is all these attacks at? I can't find any of them. And then lo and behold, videotapes start coming out. Well, guess what? It ain't white people that's attacking Asians. And they quit talking about it. It pops up from time to time. They'll be white supremacy, Asians getting attacked, but it ain't white people attacking. So here's the headline, Gateway Pundit, six men charged with hate crimes in Bay Area robberies targeting more than 100 Asian women. And it got the mug shots right there, bigger than Dallas. It said, remember when CNN told us white supremacy and hate are haunting Asian Americans, and it shows a headline from CNN from March 2021. The headline reads, white supremacy and hate are haunting haunting Asian Americans. Said, well, suddenly CNN is silent after six black men were charged with hate crimes and Bay Area robberies targeting more than 100 Asian women. I've seen a lot more robberies going on out there, murders, and they're all on videotape. Said the six men were arrested in connection with 170 robberies, attempted robberies targeting Asians. The KGO reported targeted crimes against the Asian American community across the Bay Area has dramatically increased since the start of the pandemic. Six men in custody are being charged with hate crimes after San Jose police arrested them following at least 170 incidents in the past year. Anthony Robinson of Stockton, Cameron Moody of East Palo Alto, Derge Blanks of San Jose, the Sandy Ramsey of Oakland, Clarence Jackson of East Palo Alto, and Malik Short of Tracy have been linked to at least 170 incidents of robbery, theft, and burglary that targeted members of the Asian American community. Police say these men targeted more than 100 women because they were Asian American. Quote, attack like this is really an attack against the basic premise of this country that as Americans we are entitled to equal and fair treatment under the law and that we should treat one another with respect, Rosen said. So because of these reasons, we charge this as a hate crime. And then it gives a further television reports with their mug shots. So, normally, I don't give a damn what happens out in San Francisco to these people because they vote for these crazy politicians and these woke-tard prosecutors. And the only reason I mention them is to show that if you let these people take charge of your area, they're going to do the same crap there. So here you got, and then blame it on white people. White people are always to blame, even when the perpetrators are black. So anyway, here we got another one. The squad is upset over these student loans. Squad member Representative Presley claims student loan debt is, quote, violence, unquote. Progressives have pressured Biden to cancel student debt. I don't know why they need to cancel the debt. Just pay the damn thing off. You got it. Pay it off. Said there's a new form of violence in Democrats' vocabulary. Democratic Representative Ayanna Pressley of Massachusetts took to social media to push President Biden to universally cancel student loan debt for U.S. college students and graduates, reporting on her own canvassing efforts. Pressley said allowing student debt to continue was a form of violence. She said, let's make it plain, student debt is policy violence. We'll keep fighting to relieve families across the country to make sure our policies and budgets reflect their lived experiences and blah, 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 that we build a grassroots movement. Presley, a member of the far-left squad, explained that her team was involved in what she called deep canvassing, speaking with local constituents about student debt cancellation and their financial security. I noticed that AOC was on there giving a speech in the Congress about student debt, and she was bitching that she had $17,000 in student debt. And I'm like, well, why didn't you pay your student loan debt off instead of buying an $80,000 Tesla? I mean, these people are unbelievable. And then that not Ilhan Omar, that Palestinian, I can't remember her name, she was bitching because she said she went to school and got a law degree. She's a lawyer, and she's got $250,000 in student loan debt. I'm like, well, who's, you know, all that proves is you're stupid. You're just stupid to get into that much debt. Nobody put a gun to your head and forced you to take out those loans. Why didn't you go to she was up there bragging that she went to a Ivy League school. Why didn't you go to a state university? You know, these people, it's just like everything should be free. What about the people that worked and paid for their own damn college? Or how about the ones that have paid off their student loans? What are you going to do with them? You going to refund all their money? But the squad, they want all these goofballs to get free college, get hundreds of thousands of dollars in student loans just canceled. AOC bitching about $17,000 worth of student loan debt where she's out. She's living in New York City in a nice apartment. She's driving an $80,000 Tesla, but she can't afford $17,000 in student loan debt. I mean, are you kidding me? These people are out of their minds. It's the reason why the colleges are so expensive is because the government just hands this money out with these government-backed loans, and the colleges just keep escalating the costs. I can remember when I first went to college back in the 70s. I went to a state university. It was $380 a semester. Now, I was able to pay that by working part-time. I didn't even take any student loans. And I think by the time I graduated, it was only $500. It started going up then. Now it's, I know when my daughter was going to the same school, it was $12,000 a semester. How the hell does these costs go up? I mean, yeah, you got inflation, but these colleges, it's out of control. That's why these students are ending up with these massive student loans. It's because the colleges are too expensive because they just keep jacking up the price because they know the government's going to pay for it. Well, that's got to end. So I don't give a damn about AOC or any of these people's student loans debt. Nobody forced them to take out those loans, and sticking the taxpayers with it is just arrogance beyond belief. So anyway, back to you, Jesse. KG4ZXC, Liberty Net from KO4FE.
Hey, we're very good, Bill. And, you know, I've been so sick of the racist war crap for some time. And, the white people seem to cause all the problems. So, and they've been trying to make us feel ashamed because, we created half of this stuff, if not 90% of it. When we pass away or die or other things happen, you know, there ain't going to be nobody left to fix what we have. And it's just going to be completely, it's going to be a complete chaos because there'll be no one left to be able to fix anything with these colleges. I don't know what they're teaching, Bill. It is amazing. And then they all want forgiveness. Well, you know what? Maybe they do need forgiveness. But you know what? They should be forced to pay their part one way or the other. All right, KO4FE, thank you, Bill. God bless you, sir, and thank you for being here tonight.
Good to hear you. And let's see. This is the Wednesday Night Liberty Net. I'm Jesse, KG4ZXC, out of the Allegheny Mountains of PA here. Let's see, WB2JAX, out of New Jersey. Mr. Gary, what you got for Round 2? KG4ZX and a 2, WB2JAX. All right, this is from Bit Shoot, and it's not really, it's Dr. David Martin, PhD, the players behind the coronavirus bioweapon, and he gives, amongst the whole presentation on a video, I'm not sure if you can find this. I found it on Taco Cat on Bit Shoot. Dr. Martin, David Martin. But anyway, he's got the COVID Treasonous Act. And I'll give you the criminal part. It's 18 U.S. Code, so-and-so, so-and-so. And what it says on that U.S. Code, funding and conspiring acts of terror. Number two, 18 U.S. Code again. Acts of domestic terrorism resulting in death of American citizens. And then 18 again, liar to Congress. Again, another one, this is 16 U.S. code. Conspiring to criminal
commercial activity. Conspiring to criminal commercial activity. I don't know how that one would play out, but next one, 15 again. Market, manipulation, and allocation. And then there's another 15, interlocking director rates. Whatever heck that one is, now there's a sitting column. This is 352, a disclosure of government interest. And then there's another one, patenting nature. It's like that stuff in Wuhan. You're not allowed to do that, and that's the code you on the symbol. The next one is 21 CFR. And it says it is unlawful to conduct medical research, parenthesis, even in the case of emergency, unparenthesis, without an independent institutional review board approved protocol, including informed consent, free of coercion. I'm not sure what would be words there. When you talk somebody into the coercion, now my daughter went through that. Anyway, she corrected me about 10 times, by the way. And the last one, unfair or deceptive acts or practices in or affecting commerce. So Dr. David Martin wants people to start getting lined up about all these things that the criminals have done with this coronavirus clot shot, which it is. And I don't think people are going to have to worry too much in the future about all this horseshit, because when we stop obeying is when it will stop. So, I mean, everybody, just cool your heels as far as I'm concerned. I'm not getting too upset about that. I haven't taken a shot. I don't intend to take a shot. They can throw me in the camp if they want. That's fine. There'll be a lot of other people. But that ain't going to go that far. So anyway, there was a line on Route 88 in Point in the Bricktown to get the test, and it was backed up. You wouldn't believe the backup. So all these idiots, and I call them idiots, because it says in the very first thing, experimental. What the hell can't they understand about that? Okay, KG4, ZS and a C, WBC, JAS and a Liberty Net.
Okay, very good. Thank you, Gary. And I refuse to take any vaccine jab or whatever they're trying to push. I don't want no part of it, you know, because I want everybody to understand one thing. I got sick. I mean, me and my wife, my son, they said, oh, it's most people get it temporary. Well, just lose taste and smell and all that. Well, you know what? This crap put me down. I thought I was really healthy until this thing got me. And I think there's different variants of it. I think if you said something in the wrong way somewhere along the line, you got the super dose of it. And I'll just keep that to myself because I actually do believe that happened. Hey, before I forget, I'm going to read this article at last, so I'm not going to hold everybody else's time up. Let's get down back to the logger here and see where I'm at. So, Mr. Gary, thank you, sir, for your input, and stay safe, God bless, and Merry Christmas to you and the family. We'll be back to you on the next round. So, let's see, KP2JAX, clear with you. This is the Wednesday Night Liberty Net. I'm KP4ZXC. Moving down the list to KB3PET. You still with us, Bob?
I think he said he was going to be a one and done.
Okay, yeah, I'm going to put a star over here beside his name there. Bob,
we got to work out some kinks in my system sometime
the next day or two if you got time.
Did your net logger probably need to be customized a little bit?
Yes, sir. I believe that's the case.
But we'll take care of that off the air. All right, thank you, Bob. And let's see, since Mr. KB3PET Bob is not with us, in theory, good gosh, in theory, NFM, Mr. Tom, out of Georgia. Come on in if you're still with us, sir, if you got anything you'd like to add.
Mr. Tom texted on the AIM window that he had to hit the bed, so he checked out.
Okay, Mr. Tom is not with us. Thank you for being there. If you're still listening by any chance, so in for NFM, Mr. Tom, thank you, sir, for being here tonight, and God bless you, sir. N3, MOB, Mr. Rick out of Maryland, you still with us? Do you hear anything, Bob?
I don't think it's him. I think it's a radio station.
Okay, yeah, I'm picking that up, too, but I wasn't sure if there was somebody underneath me. All right, well, let's see. It's down to the bottom of the list once again. So thanks for being there, Rick. N3MOB, if you're still listening, sir. Thanks for being here tonight. Hey, this is KG4ZXC out of the Voter Fraud State of Pennsylvania once again coming to you from the Alleghenies. And let's see, it goes back to the top. Do we have any other late check-ins while I'm down here at the bottom? Okay, I'm hearing nothing, Bob, so I'll go ahead and make my final last comment that, well, not comment, but article I wanted to read to bring up to everybody for the Wednesday night's Liberty Net here for the 73 round. This is off of InfoWars. Yep, Alex Jones show. It is running right now as we speak. It's on 4.8040. On that dial, so he's on till 2 o'clock. If when we get done with the net, I'm sending it over to listen to his show. But off of InfoWars, I wanted to read this article and bring it to everybody's attention. Sudan, he slips up. This is one of the WHO directors. I guess his name is Pruden. Anyway, he slips up. The WHO director says COVID boosters are being used to kill children. He literally said this, guys. I watched the video, and it's on InfoWars. If you want to observe that, you need to pay attention. Anyway, the update, the Ribble fact-checking site Snoop has labeled reports on the WHO director's comment false, citing a response by the organization to the BBC claiming he said kill, but didn't really mean it. Yeah, right. Yeah, I don't believe nothing out of these people's mouths, including the BBC. Anyway, read the WHO ridiculous explanation by the BBC if you want. But anyway, the WHO spokesperson told the BBC that Dr. Ribabaya Hoos got stuck on the first syllable, chill, and it came out and sounds like kill. This is their cover-up for him physically saying that it will kill children. He repeated the same syllable with it coming out as children. Any other interpretation of this is 100% incorrect. Anyway, the article goes into even on YouTube.
and they generated a transcript that shows the unmistakably said kill children and not seal children like the WHO would rather everyone believe. So these directors of the WHO, he said what he meant. He meant what he said. These vaccines are meant to kill our children. Look, people, I ain't going to preach to you because it doesn't do no good. You can either be sheeple or you can be people. But you need to get off the couch and start paying attention to what is going on around you. Quit living in this damn bubble you're in and start waking up and seeing what's happening around us. Get involved. If you love this country, you better dang pray for it and get active, because God can't be everywhere at the same time. This is KG4ZXC, and I'm going to leave it at that, Bob. So, KHAOY in the Winston Knight Liberty Net. Go ahead, take it away.
Roger, Roger, Jesse. Well, I think after I've been watching some of the different news, it seems like the boosters is where we're really going to get the trick bag. But once you start taking the boosters, it's going to be like every year, maybe one, two boosters. It's kind of making you a patient for life to the government, through Fauci. So talking about Fauci, Dr. Fauci has demanded that the host from Fox be fired. Dr. Anthony Fauci has been the subject of a lot of criticism. This is from Western Journal. Since the pandemic began. Most recently, at Turning Point USA, Fox News host Jesse Waters openly criticized Fauci. In response, Fauci went on CNN and said that Waters should be fired on the spot, quote and unquote. Turning Point USA is a conservative nonprofit organization that promotes conservative values in high schools and universities. TPUSA has connections with most of the major conservative political figures, such as Senator Rick Scott, Ted Cruz, Governor Ron DeSantis, Donald Trump Jr., Candace Owens. I like Candace Owens. Currently, TPUSA is hosting America Fest, and Waters was one of the featured speakers. In his speech, he criticized Fauci for issues surrounding the pandemic. Waters then described how Fauci should be called out and questioned, and how an ordinary person could create a viral movement by confronting Fauci in public and getting it on video. Now you can go in for the kill shot. The kill shot with an ambush, deadly because he doesn't see it coming. Boom, he's dead, Waters said. Many reacted to Waters' rhetoric, claiming that his language and encouragement to arrest Fauci was dangerous and incites violence. When Fauci went on CNN to speak with New Day co-anchor Joan Benner, Waters' speech was brought forward. Jesse Waters, who is a Fox News entertainer, has given a speech to conservative groups when he talked about you and suggested to the crowd that they ambush you with what was some kind of a rhetoric kill shot. This was his exact words, Furman said, as the Media Light reported. I'm wondering, you know, how much that concerns you when you hear language about you and your well-being. Now, mind you, people, this is just talk. I think, what is the saying? Sticks and stones will break my bones, but words will never hurt me. What about when that crazy Kathy Giffen, whatever her name was, walked around with the severed head of President Donald Trump? Or what about when Madonna said that she often thinks about blowing up the White House? That was okay. That was fine. Nothing to see here. But because Jesse Waters wants to have you kind of ambush him and give him a topic that he can't handle, oh, this is dangerous. This is dangerous talk. It's amazing. It's a two-sided deal. It's not equal on both sides of the fence. I'm not going to read the whole article because it's kind of lengthy, but again, you know, they're complaining about Jesse Waters, but we don't complain about how they attacked President Donald Trump. And I think one of the most horrific things I saw was that Kathy Gifford having that severed head. And that was just, it was accepted. Doesn't mean nothing, nothing to see here. Back to you, Mr. Jesse, and by the way, let's make sure we thank Paul for the recording. Over.
Yes, sir. Definitely will thank Mr. Paul for doing the recording. So, thank you, Mr. Paul.
Always good to know you're there recording.
And we appreciate everything you do for this net. Hey, this is KG4ZXE, clear with 10-8-J-O-Y.
Well, before I clear with you, Bob, yeah, I just wanted to say, you know, that, what's her name? Amy Griffin, carrying around a Trump head and all. I mean, come on. You know, these people, they're so dang blind that they can't see the double standard. It is just pathetic, Bob. But, yeah, thank you, sir. And we all need to stay vigilant. K-A-J-O-Y. Thanks, Bob.
You are welcome.
All right, moving down the list, N4XYC, Mr. John, come on in, sir. What do you got for the 73 round?
Well, one of the items in the news of the last few days is that Southern District of New York District Attorney is going to charge Donald Trump with a felony fraud for inflating the estimates, the value of his properties in the state of New York, and they're charging him with fraud, and which will somehow disqualify him for running for president of the United States. So it just gets worse and worse every day. I don't know the details of that. You'll have to look the story up. I'm sure that everybody can find it, and we know what a POS that lady is anyway. She's been in the news with suing Trump or charging Trump with some misdemeanors and so forth in the past. Well, everyone have a great Christmas, and hope to hear you after Christmas. And if nobody's doing nothing Saturday night, and I don't know if it's going to be a net on Saturday night or not, but come on, and we'll have a Patriot Roundtable here on 3995. So, 73 from Tennessee, and you need to get out of those big metropolitan areas now. You need to get out of there. You need to get out of there and move to eastern Tennessee, where it's beautiful and the people are friendly and easy to get along with, and the taxes are low, and there's lots of jobs. So, anyway, good evening, everybody. And good evening to you, Jesse and Bob. Thank you for running the net. And for XYC, the net control.
Hi, very good. Thank you, John. And I appreciate your comments and your support.
And yeah, as far as I know, before I say anything else, Bob, are we planning on being here Saturday night?
My intention is to be here, God willing.
Okay, well, there you have it, ladies and gentlemen. We will be here Saturday night, and I don't think I've got anything going on, so I'll be glad to be here. So Saturday night, Liberty Net will be on Christmas Day, so thank you, John. Okay, N4XYC, thank you, and Merry Christmas if I don't see you before then. N2JTP, Miss Laura, thank you again. Oh, by the way, Miss Laura, I lost my instant messenger. It will not accept nothing, so I'm going to have to reboot this computer again. By the way, it is a new OS system, and it's flawed tremendously, so there you have it. Hey, you never know what you get until you get it. You gotta pass the bill to see what's in it, guys. Sounds like my computer for sure. All right, let's see. KA0RTM checked out. Let's see. It goes down to Mr. Bill for the final 73 round. Info. Sorry, Bill. KO4FE, come on in. All right, KO4
104FE, Mr. Bill, are you still with us, or did you check out early?
All right, well, it looks like Bill checked out early, Bob. So, KO4FE, thank you for being here tonight, sir.
WB2JAX, Mr. Gary, come on in, sir. What you got to sum it up for tonight?
Okay, Jesse, KG4ZX and a 3, WB2JAX. I want to read a little bit more from that thing. It says here on emergency does not create power. Emergency does not increase granted power or remove or diminish the restrictions imposed upon power granted or reserved. The Constitution was adopted in a period of great emergency. It gives a power to the federal government and its limitations of the power of the state were determined in the light of emergency, and they are not altered by emergency. So your power as a human being is still observed. With power, that's my inflection on that, with power was thus granted and what limitations were thus imposed are questions which have always been and always will be the subject of close examination under our constitutional system. And that hasn't been done for a long, long time. So while emergency does not create power, emergency may furnish the occasion for the exercise of power. So what I think that Dr. Martin was talking about was when you see the military. By the way, this goes along with that too. The military. What the heck is that note? The military was warned that extremism in the military constitutes censorship. Oh, no, I'm reading this thing backwards. But anyway, the extremism by the code that the Pentagon wants these soldiers, anybody in uniform, if you make a comment that you like something on social media, you get a mark on your record, I'm assuming how it came out. You don't have free thinking, control, and nothing. You are completely a robot. My word, anyway. I remember back in 1963 when I was in Germany, one of the guys got this bill from the constantly, and the shit hit the fan so bad they could kiss that guy's ass not to do that again. I'm sorry to put it that way, but that's what it was. He called his guy, and he was a Mason, I believe. He was a Spec 4. He just got tired of the bullshit. Anyway, that's all. I got a whole bunch more, but I don't want to hold up the net here. KG4ZX3 WB2JAX.
Hey, yeah, well, very good there. Thank you, Gary. WB2JAX out of New Jersey. Well, you know, that's the thing. We're going to have to start sharing a lot more information between everybody. That way we can stay on top of what's happening around us. And, hey, if you happen to come up with a article or something that you think might be of some importance, don't hesitate to pass it along, because I like to try to do a little extra research on things and see if... And also add it here to the Liberty Net. So thank you, Gary, and God bless, and Merry Christmas, sir.
Yeah, if I'm not on here, coming up, Merry Christmas to everybody also.
Nice. Well, thank you again there, Gary, and always a pleasure hearing your point of view, and
what you bring to the table. So thank you once again.
Hey, ladies and gentlemen, this is KG4ZHC once again out of the Rutherford State of Pennsylvania, and I am looking at the clock, and we got about
11:48.
I'll take a quick pause, see if we have any late check-ins before we get ready to wrap it up for the Wednesday Night Liberty Net. So are there anyone else out there would like to come by and make a comment or just check in before we go? Call now.
And 4, all okay.
Whiskey 2.
I'll see the...
Okay, N4RO2, Mr. Larry, stand by 1 second. Let me see who this other station is.
W2GIO.
Okay, Mr. Frank, out of Fishkill, New York, W2GIO. We got you in there, Mr. Frank. How you doing, young man?
I just finished eating some nice beef about the size of a baseball and just had some chow, so I'm starting to percolate.
Hey, very good. Well, let me go ahead and let Larry take it away, and then I'll come down to you.
Yeah, that's fine.
Hi, Cleveland W2GIO, and Mr. Larry, you're on deck, sir, so stand by 1 second. Are there any other check-ins?
KG0RSA.
There you are, KG0RSA. Mr. Moe, good evening, sir.
Good
evening,
Jesse.
Hey, good to hear you in there, Mr. Moe. How are we coming in down there tonight?
You're about six and a seven, over.
Okay, yeah, that means I got to do some more work to my antenna system. Hey, well, Mr. Moe, we'll be down to you in just a short then.
I don't have much.
Okay, roger, roger. Hey, ladies and gentlemen, this is KG4ZHC. I'll pass it down to Mr. Larry, N4RO2. How you doing, Larry?
I'm okay. Got another radio on tonight, so this one may not be exactly on frequency, so you'll have to bear with me a little bit.
Well, it sounds like it's head on to me.
Oh, yeah, I hope it don't move around. This is a hybrid. And the other one is not radio, kind of been trying some other radios out. But it's a good to hear you guys, and you're all sounding good.
Okay, well, yeah, you're sounding good. You're giving me 25 to 30 over, and your audio's a little hot, but it's okay.
All right. I'll back out of it a little bit.
Well, that sounds pretty good. What you got to add to the night's collection of stories?
Okay, I've got the USA Today. I haven't really done much studying on the internet or anything, but I found here in the USA Today that former President Trump, he should be still the president, he's in another crowd there. Before he knows, he got a COVID-19 booster shot, and the crowd booed him. That's the headline on top of the article. So, President Donald Trump, the girl who received a booster shot of the COVID-19 vaccine, drawing boos from a crowd in Dallas. Now, these people are really smart down there in Dallas. They know this stuff is pure poison, this vaccine. So Trump made the disclosure Sunday night during the final stop of a history tour, a live interview show he has been doing with former Fox News host Bill O'Reilly. Both the president and I are vaxxed, O'Reilly said at the American Airlines Center, drawing some jitters from the audience, according to the video shared online by O'Reilly's No Spin News. Did you get the booster? He asked the former president. Yes, Trump responded. I got it too. Bill Riley said, eliciting more hectoring. Don't. Trump told the crowd, waving off their reaction with his hand. I know Trump, who was diagnosed with COVID-19 in 2020, has expressed opposition to vaccine mandates. He was long taking credit for the vaccines developed on his watch. At the same time, he has refused to urge his supporters to take them, even though Republicans remain far less likely than Democrats to get vaccinated. So I thought that was an interesting article. There's a lot of smart people out there. All right, here's an article here about a Dubois ruler. Well, some of these guys in Dubois are fantastically rich. Dubois ruler must pay ex-wife $700 million in divorce settlement. This comes from London. A British court has ordered the ruler of Dubois to pay his ex-wife and their children close to £500 million, which is $730 million, in one of the most expensive divorce settlements in British history. A high court judge said Sheikh Mohammed bin Rashid Al Maktoum, that's spelled M-A-K-T-O-U-M, must pay £251.5 million to his UK-based sixth wife, Princess Haya bint Al Hussein, and make ongoing payments for their children. Zahela 14, Zahed 9, underpinned by a bank guarantee of £290 million. So I don't know if this guy will even miss it or not, but his ex-wife is really, I don't know how long she'll get to keep it, but he's probably having her knocked off. But $700 million, so quite a sum of money. The FDA, FDA approves first injectable drug to prevent HIV. This is from the Nation and the World, USA Today. A new injectable treatment for HIV pre-exposure prevention. I mean, they're coming out with all kinds of these pre-prevention deals, and then before you know it, they'll have a booster and another booster, and all your immune system's gone before you know it. So a new injectable treatment for HIV pre-exposure prevention, or PrEP, has been approved by the Federal Drug Administration. The drug Aptitude, I guess I'm not saying that right, but it's spelled APRETUDE, is approved for at-risk adults and adolescents who weigh at least 77 pounds to reduce the risk of sexually acquired HIV. After the initial two injections, Aptitude is administered 1 month apart, then every 2 months after that. The hope is that high-risk individuals will have better adherence to taking the PrEP injectable option every 2 months versus taking the pill every day. So what will they think of next? And one other article, I won't read it all. Putin blames the West for rising tension. And as far as I know, there's a bunch of troops still on the border. I haven't checked the internet lately, but the paper here says the Russian president on Tuesday reiterated his demand for guarantees from the U.S. and its allies that NATO will not expand eastwards, blaming the West for tensions that are building up in Europe. Russian President Vladimir Putin's speech at the meeting with Russia's top military brass came just days after Moscow submitted draft security documents demanding that NATO deny membership to Ukraine and other former Soviet countries and roll back the alliance's military deployments in Central and Eastern Europe. The demands contained in a proposed Russia-U.S. security treaty and a security agreement between Moscow and NATO were drafted amid soaring tensions over a Russian troop buildup near Ukraine that has stoked fears of a possible invasion. Russia has denied it has plans to attack its neighbor, but pressed for legal guarantees that would rule out NATO expansion and weapons deployment there. Putin charged Tuesday if U.S. and NATO missile systems appear in Ukraine, it will take those missiles only minutes to reach Moscow. For us, it is the most serious challenge, a challenge to our security, he said, adding that this is why the Kremlin needs long-term, legally binding guarantees from the West, as opposed to verbal assurances, words, and promises that Moscow can't trust. So Putin trying to get some kind of guarantee in writing if they want to use the missiles and different things, or put different missiles in there in Ukraine. So we'll see what happens there, but anything can happen at any time if you have some gunfire or a bunch of troops, something that could break out. So hopefully that won't happen, and we won't have anything major going on over there in that area. So thanks, Jesse, let me jump in and enjoyed the end of the net here. Sorry I didn't get in earlier, but I appreciate it, and thanks for you and Bob for running the net, and Paul for what he does in recording. So back to net from N4ROQ on the Liberty Net.
Okay, thank you, Larry.
Don't get this shot.
Thank you, Larry. God bless, sir, and hope you and Mom are doing great. So thank you for being here tonight. Always a pleasure hearing from you. And let's see, moving down the list, the W2GIO. This is the Wednesday Night Liberty Net. I'm KG4ZXC. Mr. Frank, come on in, sir.
Yeah, W2GIO. And I'll sit in for maybe half an hour. But I really hadn't any bad news of any kind. I did have a... I've been getting the updates from Rogers out in Arizona, and I have some information about Pennsylvania. I bet it was already read, so I won't go dig that out. Anyhow, I will end my participation this evening, and with the good news that not as good news. So with that, I'm going to bid you all a Merry Christmas, lots of blessings, nice radios in the Christmas stockings, socks, and have a good toy. Okay, bye bye for now. Thank you for CIO.
Hi, well, thank you for being here tonight there, Frank, and good to have you aboard. Hate to hear that you got started late too, just like Larry, but we still appreciate you being there. So, hey, sounding good tonight, Frank. Wanted to let you know that. Got you in there about 10 over, so it's not too bad tonight. I don't know why. I have a little bit more difficulty from you sometimes. I guess it's my antenna orientation. All right, well, thank you. God bless, and you take care, and Merry Christmas, Frank. All right, let's see, W2GIO, that was Frank. KG0RSA, Mr. Mo out of beautiful Nebraska. What do you got to add for tonight, sir, if you got anything at all? Just come on in, let's hear your voice. Mr. Mo out of Nebraska, you still with us?
KG0RSA. Yeah, I'm still here, Jesse. I don't have much to add. I did listen to Biden speech the other day, pushing all that vaccine crap and talking about vaccinating 4-year-old kids. Yeah, I tell you, that has to be the craziest thing I ever heard. KD0SA, back to net over.
Yeah, you said it, Mo. KD0RSA, KG4ZHC, and the Wednesday night living there. Well, Mr. Mo, thank you for being there. And I wanted to sum the night up with this one comment. Mo says, do you stay on top of the election fraud as much as anybody? The crowd, this is, let me tell you where this is off of, first of all. This is off the Epic Times. Crowd demands Arizona Attorney General take action regarding the alleged fraud in 2020 election. So, they're hounding him to do his dang job, and I pray to God that he does, because President Donald J. Trump did win this election, ladies and gentlemen. And that's how I'm going to leave it tonight. But, you know, things are happening slow, but they are happening. So I'm hoping like everyone else that something actually will become of all this. Hey, well, it is the closing hour, I guess, of the Wednesday Night Liberty Net. I'd like to thank everybody again for being here tonight. And God bless each and every one, all your shortwave listeners and everybody else, and Merry Christmas to everybody. Anyone else want to add anything before we get ready to close the net down? Call now. Mr. Bob, you got anything you would like to add?
No, sir, I'm good. I just want to thank you for running the net, and thank Paul for recording it.
Hey, well, thank you. For running the logger again, I hope to have this fixed and repaired within the next day. Hey, Bob, go ahead and shut the net down, and you can pass it back to me for the flyer.
All right, I will close it, and when we're all done, stick around, and I'll go through the net logger to lessen the amount of windows you have since we have it up, and that'll hopefully fix it. It'll only take a couple minutes. And Mr. Jesse closes the window on this nice Liberty Jet. Mr. Jesse wants to wish Mrs. Calabash a good night wherever she is, as well as a safe night to all the ships at sea, including the United States Navy sailors and soldiers that are possibly listening. A special thank you and a rest in peace to Silent Keys, W1, WCR, Mr. Victor, W9, FAF, Mr. Vern, KE8, INE, Mr. Jim, KN4, CF, Mr. Robert, N3, GVA, Mr. Mike, W2, WCW, Mr. Frank, W8, MTV, Mr. Harp, K4, GAR, Mr. Harrison, KB2, DYB, Mr. Dennis, KE2, LO, Mr. Eugene, K2, IWN, Mr. Owen, and KI2J, Mr. Mike. It is my prayer for God to bless this great country, our first responders, our sailors, our soldiers, our airmen, and our coasties. And it is the season, and the reason is our Lord Jesus Christ. With that being said, this is KJY. Let me pass it back to tonight's host, KG4ZX Tennessee.
All right, thanks again, Bob, clear with KHJY. I'd like to go ahead and say thank you to all you shortwave listeners and everyone else who are paying attention to this, all of the ships at sea, and I'm wishing everybody a Merry Christmas, and God bless this great country, because we need it more than ever. All right, tonight, coming to a close at 12:07 Thursday morning AM here on the East Coast. This is KG4ZXC, and I'd like to thank Mr. Marty, Net Manager, and to IOJ, and Miss Laurie, and to JTT, and Mr. Paul. Thank you again, sir, and our founding father, Mr. Rick, W1WCR. We always keep you in our thoughts and prayers, sir. And this is KG4ZXC out of the Vernon Park State of Pennsylvania, coming to a close.
the Wednesday night Liberty Net down, and I hope everybody joins us Saturday night.
And Mr. Larry.
And Mr. Moe, God bless you guys as well, and I'll see 73 is Doll.
KG4ZXC, and the net is officially closed.
This is KG4ZXC. I'll wait for any other comments before me and Bob work on the longer.
You guys keep your powder dry. You haven't seen nothing yet. KG's